Going on, everybody? So this may be a bit of a blog. It may be uncertain as to its conclusions and techniques and whatnot, but it is an episode I'm going to do anyways because it's kind of a new starting point. And it comes down to becoming aware of the critic, your inner voice, what you could call your thoughts, but it's more than that. It's, you can imagine it as a sort of parent-child relationship. And you might have this with others as well, in different ways as well. Whereas, it's not person-to-person. It's like, you should do this, you shouldn't do this. Not even necessarily in a, like, a absolute kind of way, but it's very critical of itself and others. Sometimes not in a super judgmental way, but in very, with very dogmatic positions. This is what I've really become aware of in myself. And so I'm taking these steps away to just become aware of what's happening, why this is happening, things like this. And what I've really become aware of is that you can do basically one of two things in life. You can act and learn as if life is your teacher, or you can act and learn as if life is unpleasant, annoying because this is happening, this isn't happening, whatever it is. Of course, there's a spectrum, and of course, there's different responses, but they kind of fall into this kind of spectrum. And so if you are on this spectrum, closer to the judgmental side, you could call this judgment versus the judgment. Harmony axis. On the judgment side of this, you could be one of those people who is overcritical of himself, of others, things like this. How dare this happen? What are you doing? This is wrong. This is not how you do it. This kind of thing. And this is something that's true for anyone. Like, this is not about religion. This is about how the mind works. I mean, even science-minded people fall into some of this. I was reading a couple of books earlier that was talking about some of the amazing achievements that the human body can do, but that would seem pseudoscience to people. But have been tested by people, right? And so a critical person would go, this is pseudoscience, this is incorrect information, you don't buy into this bullshit, things like this. And you could be more critical or less critical. Being more critical could be like going extreme with this. Like, you're dumb for believing this or whatever it is. Less critical could be like, well, I understand why you might believe this. This is dumb. This is bunk. This is something that is not scientifically valid, this kind of thing. Whatever it is. Not even necessarily scientifically valid. That's one part of this as well. But other parts as well. Religion, spirituality. can do this as well. Things like this. And so the point of all of this isn't to demonize anyone. Isn't to be like, oh, you do this. You have no right to do this. It's about becoming aware of yourself. When I primarily became aware of this, I became aware of it in myself. I've seen it in others. I've seen it in others, but I primarily focus on myself on this one, because if you see, most people would have noticed, and it's really somehow the natural thing, but what most people do, and I've done this, and this is where a lot of this comes from, noticing this myself, in myself, but what most people do is they notice something happening, they notice a judgment, they notice something, whatever it is. And it might be annoying to them or whatever. And so they point outward. They go, this is annoying. This shouldn't be happening. This shouldn't be happening. This should be happening. Whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. But that's actually harder than you might think it is. It seems harder to do the opposite because you're not used to. But what I find is that it's actually harder to do this. Emotionally, physically, mentally. But if you were to ask yourself, well, because the truth of the matter is all these things are empty of meaning. Now, I've talked about this before, but this is less of a cognitive understanding and more of a rational understanding. Right. So to give you an example, you could hear somebody's car starting up somewhere, and you could think this is annoying, but to the person whose car is starting, this is wonderful because there's cars working, whatever it is, right? If they think in such terms. More commonly, though, you'll probably not even realize the car is, like, starting. It's like, oh, yeah, the car is starting. I'm ready for work. And so meaning is different for the people involved in this. And so for you, the car is annoying. And so the goal of becoming aware of the inner critic is to become aware of these judgments. Learn from them. See what they can teach you about yourself. You know, like, a good example of this that I myself have gone through, I don't want to give too much away on this one, but from others and some of it from myself as well, but is, so, give an example of this that's kind of similar to what I've gone through before. So, let's say that you do something, or you forget to do something because you're in a hyper-focused state of mind. It's easier to be in a hyper-focused state of mind. But when you're in this hyper-focused state of mind, you can forget daily tasks. You can forget, like, the daily lifestyle and things like this. And so let's say somebody is like, you forgot to send me something for my birthday. You forgot something very important, even whatever it was, right? Let's say you get annoyed at this. How do you turn this around? How do you become aware of what you're doing at this point and turn it into your teaching for yourself? The answer is to ask yourself, what about this am I not taking accountable for? It's about looking within. It's about looking at Like, for instance, you might have gotten annoyed because this person said you didn't do this and you should have done this, but it doesn't come down to them. It comes down to you making mistakes. And so it's about you becoming aware of yourself rather than this person. In fact, I'd leave the person out of it as much as possible whenever it comes to this. It's not about the person, it's about your choices. It's about your decision to become annoyed, things like this that you can become aware of. How can you learn from this? How can this be your teacher? Things like this. You can learn about your past, how habits, they kind of create their own set of unawareness. They don't, it's a level of unawareness, things like this. And you can become aware of this through different examples that are going to happen in your life, right? This is one way this can happen. I know these are very general rules, and they're not real convoluted. There's not a lot of like detail about like what this actually looks like, because a lot of this is going to be based on you, based on the context. But it's just about looking inward. If you feel yourself, if you notice yourself pointing outward, oh, this is bad, this is wrong, this shouldn't be happening, things like this, that's when you should notice. That's when you become aware and point inward. Maybe this is about becoming accountable for yourself. Like, oh, that might that happened, but I could have stopped it from happening by doing this, or I could have walked away before this became this, or whatever it was. And honestly, it's going to be one of those things where your habits, your what you could call the past within you, is going to be stronger in this way. It's going to keep you programmed into this. And so honestly, you're probably going to find things easier to become attached or become detached, or attempts to become detached, right? But this is not about detachment. This is about becoming real about your own self, your own flaws, your own, because it's so easy for people, and this is something I've always known, and I've known some of this, to be honest with you, but like, this is how good the mind is at hiding this from you. But there's always going to be somebody out there, there's always going to be something out there that you're going to disagree with, you're going to be critical of. This person didn't do this, he doesn't know the truth, he's lying to me, whatever it is, right? This is uncomfortable, you know, whatever it was. This person's too comfortable, whatever it is, right? The point is that there's always going to be these kinds of things. But your job, if you dare to take this up, is to notice yourself doing this. This may be difficult in the moment, but notice it if you can while it's happening. If you don't, notice that it happened, right? And then point inward and go, why did this happen? Why am I like this? What is actually causing this? And you might realize, you might really come to understand that you are actually more judgmental than you realize yourself. Or you might realize that you're more dogmatic about things than you realize yourself. You might be a person who thinks being dogmatic is a problem and things like this, but you still might do this, honestly. And that's when you realize that you are still dogmatic. You're still in the past. And I don't even mean in the past as in, like, this happened and I... in the past one time, and this caused this, and now whenever that happens, this causes the same judgment, whatever it was. That could happen as well, but it's a lot more subtle than this as well, where your past habits, past moments of complaining lead to future moments of complaining because it creates its own sort of habit, things like this. And it is, the first, depending on how aware you are, self-aware, but the first, the first probably, couple of days or more, depending on how triggered you are by this stuff, the first couple of days of this, you're going to be, you may even be unwilling to face this information. Because it's easier for the mind to point outward. I've talked about the emotional alarm system a long time ago, right? But the idea of the emotional alarm system is you have something happens, right? And then your emotions, which is kind of like the alarm system saying warning, 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 goes off. Or you could think of it as in like happiness is like the alarm system is saying things are secure. Things like this, happiness, you know, these kinds of nice emotions, positive emotions, people would call them. And negativity would be like saying things are not secure. Of course, the emotional alarm system is very flawed in its judgments, but that makes it equally valid to become aware of them. You might be like, well, but David, there's people out there. You know, the problem isn't me. It's all these people out here. They're doing all this and this and this. And that's where you have to realize that. Like, it's not about the person or people out there. Yes, there's always going to be people that you're not going to like. There's always going to be people that are going to do things that are going to be harmful to themselves and others. It's going to be violent people. There's going to be criminals, things like this. But what exactly, what good are you doing for yourself when you spend your life judging these types of people? When you spend your life under the eye of the critical, under the eye of the critic. Are you free? Are you happy? This is the question for yourself. Are you happy when you do this? Are you happy when you judge someone? You might think it's about the other person, but this is not about the other person. It's about your critic judging the other person. The other person has no such judgments. Other people might even not even have such judgments, right? People might be unpleasant, people might be difficult to deal with, but the answer is to walk away if that's the problem. Turn to yourself, notice yourself doing this. If you dare, right? So most people probably won't dare because most people are doing this. Most people are, to one degree or another, doing this. They're critics of themselves and others. Because that's the way that the society has been raised, the mind has been raised. And I'm not telling you to ignore somebody's behavior, if that's what it comes to down to, but I'm telling you that to complain about it, to constantly judge yourself and others over this, is not going to work. It's not going to help you. It's going to build resentment. It's going to build all these darker emotions. And eventually you're going to, one day you might wake up and you might be like, what have I done my whole life? Like, you might even be correct with these people. But you can be so right that you're actually, like, incorrect. Like, you're wrong. Not necessarily factually, but you are wrong because you're treating people very differently, very dogmatically. That's why it's kind of, I call it like the parent-child relationship. Some parents are not like this. I'm not saying that every parent is like this, but it's like the typical idea of the parent-child relationship, right? Like, do as I say, not as I do. Do this, don't do this, you know, this kind of thing. Because the parent is controlling the child, or at least trying to attempt to control the child. Of course, it's not going to happen, but that's what they're attempting to do. Eventually, it might happen, I suppose, but and while this seems like it might be good for the child, it may, to be honest with you, sometimes, it's not necessarily good for them. It's not necessarily going to help them very much, because then they learn to do the same thing in different circumstances, which doesn't help themselves and doesn't help others. And this is kind of where the idea of kind candor to me comes into play. It's not an easy thing to do. And maybe it's something that you learn not to do for a while until you get yourself in order with this. But the idea of 12 and a half, one of the ideas was kind candor, right? Learning to be kind, but also learning to be kindly honest with this person, with yourself as well. That's kind of a cliche, but I think it's kind of an accurate saying to say that if you do not love yourself, you can't really love others. And I think that's true. Like, if you are critical with yourself, which a lot of people are, you're going to be critical with others. That's just reality. Because you have no love to share. Now, loving yourself is not about saying, like, affirmations, like, how I love myself, I'm perfect, whatever it is, right? It's about realizing that you're human, right? Everybody's going to be imperfect. And recognizing that, acknowledging that, accepting even this, if possible, and working with that rather than against it. You know, for instance, like, to give an example, like, you could do something, you could fail at something, whatever it is, right? And you could go, oh, how dare myself fail? I shouldn't be a failure. I'm a bad person, this kind of thing. And so love yourself in this kind of instance would be to realize the truth that you're human and you're going to make mistakes. This is just reality. We're facing reality here. Anyways, so you do that, you realize that you're human, that you're going to make this kind of mistake. You're going to make other mistakes like this in the future. And then you realize that when you do this to yourself, you're actually making it more difficult. Things like this, you have to figure out how to give yourself compassion, grace, whatever it is. Love yourself. Love yourself is not about like creating a bigger ego, like, oh, I love myself. I think that I'm better than everybody else. I'm more confident. It's about learning to let yourself be what you actually are, not what your critic wants you to be. Because your critic is going to want you to be something that you're not going to be. No matter what you try, no matter what you do, it's just going to happen. Doesn't mean that you can't change it, but you're not going to be able to change it in an instant like the critic wants it to be. And so it's about giving yourself that kind of time. You know, it's like normally what would happen, right? It's like the critic would say this, like, oh, you made this mistake, you're a failure. Now you have to go even faster, perhaps, right? Go, 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 go. You got to get this done. Go, 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 go. You know, whatever it is, right? And really the answer is to actually learn to realize that you're going to make these mistakes. It's not about being difficult about on yourself. It's not about being hard on yourself. It's about becoming aware of what you're doing. Maybe that means slowing down because you're going too fast. Maybe that means ease up on the self-criticisms, if possible. Things like this. And it's not simple or easy because the mind is so used to doing it this way. But it comes with its own rewards when you kind of figure this out. You know, I can't say that I've fully figured this out, honestly. This is something that, like, you're going to fail at doing. There's going to be times when you judge. There's going to be times when something happens, somebody says something, whatever it is, and you're going to go, in your head or out loud, how dare you say this? You're annoying, you're triggering, whatever it is. That's just reality. Like, the sooner we come to grips and to understanding of this, the more that we can accept it when it happens, and the more we can at least give ourselves compassion and time when this kind of thing happens. And so to finish this off, this episode, you might be wondering, like, since you're doing this, how are you? Have you actually succeeded at any of this, right? And I think the answer is, to a certain extent, to a large extent, maybe, but I haven't really been given, like, a really huge test as of yet. And so, you know, this is something that you're going to probably have to do. Like, it's easier to do this when you're not in a big stress situation. Because in a stress situation, you can think of your emotions as a sort of rubber band, right? Like, if your life is going well, your emotions are going to be kind of more elastic. You're going to be able to do more of this kind of thing. But if you're in a deeper type of stress, your emotions will return to a baseline that, and you might start doing less this kind of thing, or you might have the energy to do less. You might try to do more anyways because that's what the critic is telling you to do. But this kind of thing, that's the emotional, what I would call the emotional rubber band. But, you know, it is a process. You're not going to get this in one day. probably not even completely in one lifetime, but you're going to be able to give yourself the freedom to try again. Give yourself the freedom to not criticize yourself and others. But it goes against the grain of society, of the mind, to do this kind of thing. But it is what it is. A lot of this is still pretty general. Maybe in the future, if there's more information, maybe some books that I've read on this or whatever it is, I might do a deeper episode on this, but for now, I just wanted to give you some general understandings on this. Because it's something that I think most people deal with, but they don't realize it. How detrimental this is to themselves. And others as well. They might be very critical of others as well, and they don't realize what this is doing to themselves and others. Their relationships. Whatever it is. And so, this message is for anyone in this kind of situation who's dealing with these kinds of problems. And so, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it is kind of like there's not a whole lot of, like, actionable steps, but it's a starting point, and probably there is going to be no actionable steps as such, but just kind of ways in which you can do this a little bit easier. Anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode, and I talk to you in the next one.